unfortunately, we couldn't meet with all politicians and important people we were scheduled to. But our visit was very successful in Israel. We could meet with Minister Kavan's counterpart, Minister of Foreign Affairs Levy, with Minister of Justice Beilin. We visited Palestine as well, and it was very nice to see that both in Israel and in Palestine we are considered as very close friends. The mutual potential of Czech-Israeli and Czech-Palestinian relations is very great and unfortunately hasn't been fully utilized so far, especially with respect to the trade volume. So
trade was very high on the agenda during Minister Kavan's visit.
We have very close contacts with Israel, so even before we arrived there's been a free trade agreement in place. Israel is the only country in the region we have visa-free arrangement. In Palestine, the top of the agenda of our visit was that we opened our permanent mission in Ramallah, and this can enhance our involvement in Palestine. And it's necessary to stress that Czech Republic is the only country from the region of Central and Eastern Europe, which is among donors countries, next to countries like the United States and European Union countries.
Donor countries? In what sense?
In what sense? For instance, we participated in the electrification of one very huge area, which is called Tubas, consisting of many villages, and we want to build on this achievement, and we want to bring Czech firms in who would continue in this project on the commercial level.
I know that you also visited the Masaryk kibbutz.
Yeah. Kfar Masaryk kibbutz was for us very interesting because we could find the Masaryk's library there, and a very well maintained archive dating back to the 20s, 30s, and there are lots of pictures portraying Mr. Havel's visit in this kibbutz in 1990. So it was